75 hard daily because we cannot start over, but we can begin now and make a new ending. Zig Ziglar. Awesome guy. If you have not read or anything that he's written or listened to any of his talks, highly encourage you to go check out some. He's all over YouTube. You can find his quotes. His son does a podcast. Zig Ziglar, awesome dude for motivation and self-development. This is day 53 of the 75 Hard Daily podcast, where I, Johnny, am documenting my journey going through 75 Hard, the program put together by Andy Frisella, and sharing new episodes daily while I am still in 75 Hard. No exception today. Let's get right into it. The official 75 Hard looks like this. You have to eat healthy, follow a diet, no cheat meals, and no alcohol. Check that box. Drink 1 gallon of water every single day. Can check that box as well. 2 45-minute workouts, one of which has to be outside. I can check that box. Read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. Check and take a progress picture. Got that one done as well. For me, I have added on the task because I figured why the heck not, of recording a podcast and publishing a new episode every single day. And that's what you are listening to here right now. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for clicking play. I hope you get something out of it. So today, how did day 53 go for me? Well, my knee is still acting up. I thought it would be a little bit better today, but it was not. And on top of that, I will be honest, I had zero motivation to do any of this today. I was stressed out from my day job, and I was a little bit stressed out from my my side business, Johnny Boy Studios. And I had, I had 6 different calls I had to be on today. But one of those was my mastermind group, who they're a great group of people and always motivating and encouraging. And they want to see the best in me, and I want to see the best in each of them. So it's great to be able to kind of confide in people when I'm not feeling up to the task. And today was one of those days when I was not feeling up to the task. Because of the things going on in my personal life, I just wanted to take a day off. It wasn't that I wanted to give up and quit, although I did kind of ask myself, why did I decide to do 75 freaking days of this, including why did I decide to do a daily podcast for 75 days in a row? Why did I choose to put myself through this kind of torture? But, you know, I wasn't anticipating life happening in conjunction with all of this going on at the same time. So I wanted to unplug today. I wanted to take a break and pick it back up tomorrow and I just wanted to relax, have a rest day, a day to myself, and just chill for one day. And I said, I can't do that because I'm so close to the finish line. I have to finish my 75 days. I'm so close. I can't give up now. I didn't come this far to only come this far. Okay. I did not start this to not see it through. And here I am, 20-something days away from the finish line. There's no way I'm going to stop right now. But my knee was acting up. It's still kind of just not feeling well. And it kind of got to me, like, just here at home while I'm working. And then I got up and, you know, go use the restroom or go to the kitchen and get some food. Or just walking around my house. And my knee was like, dude, we're not going to make it. We're not going to get through this. I said, okay, I need to get my 2 workouts in. So what can I do? First off, one of them has to be outside. And it, new feeling, I actually wanted to jump rope today. And I said, I can't do that. That'll totally screw up my knee. That would just be such a bad idea. That'd be horrible. So for the third day in a row, I grabbed the leash, or more accurately, I grabbed the harness that the leash is attached to, strapped up Karma, and I went on a nice long hour-long walk outdoors and got our pace up. It was something like 93 degrees here in Southern California in the middle of the day. So I waited until the early afternoon, and once the sun was going down, and it had cooled off to a nice 81 degrees, and then I took Karma out for a walk. And that seemed to help a little bit. It cleared my head. It kind of got some stretching into my knee, so it didn't hurt as much when I got home. And then I sat down, and I read my 10 pages of Traction by Gino Wickman, which I'm in a section right now that's all about your business structure and how you organize the people and the roles that you put people into. And you may not know this because I don't think I've talked about it much here on this podcast, but I spent 13 years in just this horrible environment, and I stayed there probably 5 or 6 years longer than I should have, because every time I swear they had like a crystal ball or a mind reader or something, but every time I was like, all right, it's time for me to leave, they would do something that would make me stay, like a pay raise or built a new, a different, like a set up my office differently. And then they hired people for me or gave me a promotion, all sorts of different things. But anyway, the whole point is I stayed there way longer than I should have. But I learned a lot of valuable insights there, a lot of valuable lessons. And then from leaving there to the job I have now, it gave me a real, just clear insight into what I don't want to accept ever again in my life, in my professional life or in my personal life. So it was a bad environment, but I learned and I grew from it. So as I'm reading Traction by Gino Wickman, I'm seeing all of the downfalls, because the way that it's outlined to how to structure a business, this place I used to work at did the exact opposite, and we never made it past a certain point. And I can see why. I can see it clear as day. So if I ever get to the point where I am hiring employees and I am building a company, I can see just a lot of good things there, and I could see how to grow. I don't know if I'm going to do that in my own business, though. I don't know if I'm going to grow Johnny Boy Studios into some huge layered thing. It may just be myself and a couple of virtual assistants. I don't know. But what I do know is that I didn't want to do 75 hard today, but I did it anyway. I did it anyway. And in doing so, here I am at the other end, and I'm ready to go to bed. I know I'm going to have a long day tomorrow because I go into the office and there's so many things that I have to make sure are right and set up and in place for that, for when I go into the office, because I have to connect with so many people while I'm there. And I'm at the other side of today's checklist of 75 hard. And I'm thinking to myself, are you glad you did it? Are you glad you accomplished it? And it's kind of 50-50, because I still would have rather have taken a rest day today. But I'm also really, really glad that I can say I've hit all 53 days that I've been doing this. Haven't missed a day yet. And I've had life throw some crazy obstacles at me, from a concert to just being really inundated with my workload. Now my knee's acting up, my family member passing away. Just all of these things, and yet I'm still able to say I got 53 days in a row in the books. Two workouts, for 53 days, a gallon of water, 10 pages. I'm on my fourth book. If you had told me, hey, in 60 days, you will be, 60 days from now, you will be reading, you will have read three books and be on your fourth, I don't know if I would have believed you, because before I just read when I felt like it, and now I'm reading every day. I'm loving that. So yes, I do kind of wish I had taken a rest day, but I'm so much happier that I didn't and that I can say day 53 is in the books. Only 22 more to go, and then I'll be done with 75 hard. It's pretty awesome. So I do want to say one last thing. If there's anything at all that you want to accomplish in your life, just give yourself a time frame. Try something new. Try a new approach. Try just like outline it, commit to it, and go all in for a set period of time. It may be 1 week. It may be 2 weeks. You could drastically change your life in about 60 to 90 days. That's something I really believe. 60 to 90 days, you could be on a completely new trajectory in your life. A new career, a new friend group, a different body than you have right now, different mindset. You could be living in a new place. You could do so much. Do you know how much debt you can clear up in a 60 to 90 day period? It's phenomenal. And if nothing else, 2020 taught us that the problem really is just frivolously spending money left and right. That was one of the things that I got out of it. Apparently, driving to work, I would just take handfuls of cash and throw them out the window. And in all honesty, it was probably Starbucks. It's probably fast food. It's probably going out to lunch every day. It was probably a lot of that type of stuff. But when I came out of that, oh my gosh, those first couple of weeks of lockdown where there was nowhere to go to spend money. The malls all closed. The beaches closed. The movie theaters were closed. All of it was closed. And I could not spend any money. You know what I did? I stockpiled cash. And then I was like, oh, wait, I have twice as much saved up as I need to pay off that credit card. Well, let's just zero out that balance. Boom, done. Okay. There's so much you can accomplish in your life if you just say, for the next month, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, or I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z, and go all in. You could accomplish so much if you just believe you can. Zig said it, we can't start over, but we can begin now and make a new ending. My ending to 75 Hard is coming up, and I hope you stay tuned for that. It's right around the corner, you guys. Day 53 is in the books. Only 22 more to go. I am your boy, Johnny. Thank you so much for tuning in. Fresh episodes every single day. Well, for the next 22 days at least, while I'm in 75 Hard. Until then, peace out.